This is what will you do? Formerly known as what would you do? We are a true crime podcast that focuses on anything to do with crime, specifically crime in cases you may not have heard about. If you want to learn more about the topics that we discuss or review our sources, you can do so at wwydpodcast.com. The one question we would love to leave you with is, what will you do? Warning, the following episode is intended for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised. Dun dun. Welcome back.
Hey y'all, welcome to What Will You Do? I'm Ray.
Oh, I'm Danny. Sorry.
I forgot her own name.
Yeah.
Today, I'm bringing you guys two cold cases from the state of Texas.
Yeah, not the state.
The state.
Deep so in the heart of Texas.
I'm going to start with a tragedy that occurred on Sunday morning of September 23rd, 1990, where an apartment in Vernon, Texas was broken into, and said intruder shot a mother and her two sons, 12-year-old Derek Jackson and 14-year-old James Edwards. Both boys died from their wounds. They'd been shot in the head while they slept. And in my notes, I said, this dude is a fucking bitch. Like, they were kids. Like,
oh, please, I can't.
Like, how you shoot two kids and they sleep. What was they gonna do to you? The mother wrestled with the intruder, however, and was shot three times, once each in the head, shoulder, and buttocks, and survived. Which I think would be really painful.
Wait a second. You got shot in the butt?
She got shot in the butt. She got shot in the butt. She got shot in the shoulder. She got shot in the head.
Donuts you got to sit on.
Her recovery had to be hell. And then, like, also knowing that her two youngest kids are dead, like, devastating.
Yeah, that's worse.
The murderer then ran off on foot. Also, the mother had a third son, 23-year-old Layman Jackson, who was able to escape through a window unharmed. The intruder is said to be a black man of about 5'8 to 5'10, sort of in height, with a heavy build. So he was a big nigga. He was a big old nigga. And he is believed to have ties in Austin, Texas, which isn't too far from where we are. And it's been over 30 years now, and the Jackson family is still looking for answers for justice. They wonder if the man who did this to their family could still be about killing other innocent people, if they were capable of killing two children in cold blood. And, like, for the family, it's like having the boys be at peace only means so much when their murderer is out running amok, unpunished. We don't hear much from the mother, and I don't know if that means that the mother just isn't the one who wants to talk, or if she's gone now, because it has been 30 years, with some unrelated note. But, like, we do hear from, like, their older brother and their aunties and things like that. But, like, these were two little 6th and 8th graders who are gone forever. Texas Crime Stoppers are also looking for tips, and they're offering up to a reward of up to $3,000 if the tip leads to the arrest of the murderer. You can call 1-800-252-TIPS or 1-800-252-8477. All tips are anonymous, and you can also call Missing Persons Clearinghouse at 1-800-346-3243. That's really all I have on the Jackson brothers.
I'm sorry.
Like, there's nothing
there
else.
They're children.
They were children. Like, that's all I got. Like, they were kids, and they got shot in the back of the head and in their sleep. Like, that's, and it just really stuck out to me again. I was on this site, and I see this face of this little boy, and I'm like, who would kill a kid?
You said in the back of the head?
Back of the head.
Dang, execution style.
Yeah.
Rude.
Gone. Like, and, like, it's just, like, again.
You can't even look them in their face. Weird.
They
crazy.
Sleep. Like.
Crazy.
Bro, like. You know, you chilling, you really vulnerable in your sleep, like, and there's the added benefit that they never saw it coming and that they weren't afraid, but at the same time, it's just like, how much of a fucking dickhead you gotta be to shoot two little kids in the back of their heads in their sleep? Also, in my mind, I mean, he went for the kids first, and it's like, if your beef was with my mama, Why the fuck is you checking on me at all? Were you doing a family annihilation thing? Why the fuck? Like, why the kids gotta die?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. And I'm like, and like, then if I was the oldest brother, I would be terrified going through life. I'm like, so is that nigga gonna come for me at some point?
Because my whole thing is, like, I don't understand why. I don't understand why you would go after anybody in period.
Period. Like, why, like, are you breaking into my house at fucking 6 in the morning
but
to shoot me?
To go after the kids first and knowing that it's gonna make a lot of fucking noise and it's going to wake me up anyway.
Wake up. Like, how you go after my kids making all this noise? Like, I'm not gonna wake up and come to beat your ass.
Exactly.
I'm the one you wanted. Why would you not come for me?
Why wouldn't you come for me first?
And, like, and luckily, and somehow you got to me second or third, because my oldest son is able to get out unharmed, which yeah. is nice. I'm grateful he's alive. Yay. But, like, what was your order? Because if you was going to try to go out to get rid of the people most dangerous to you, would you not go for the oldest son first? He's 23 years old, and that's a ripe time to be strong and big, my nigga. Like, you would think that's who you go for, and I'm glad he ran when he did, because it's not his fight. But also,
oh, same.
Like, and if you were going to do that, like, to me, I'm like, so not only were you not prepared for this, like, you broke into this house with no plan.
Yeah, so
no,
you didn't have a plan
of where these people are, who you gonna have to take care of, or nothing. And it's like, did you come in and see the kids and was like, damn, might as well get that shit over with now? Like, is that what happened? Like, what went through your fucking head when you decided that two little boys needed to die? Like, have you ever looked at a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old? They look small as hell. They look young as hell. Okay. When you that age, you think you big and bad so bad. And then you look back at pictures and you're like, ooh, I was a baby.
Like, I mean, it could have just been, I want you to suffer.
That's true. Like, it's like, if you wanted me to have the most pain, I feel like you could have done this in a better way. Right? But at the same time, he still tried to kill her dead, right? He shot her in the booty, the shoulder, and the head. Like, what was your goal? Was it not to harm the mother at all? Was she just like somebody who happened to be there? Was it was the ultimate goal actually big boy who got through the window? What was the goal? Mm-hmm. And that, I was just sitting and taking notes on this and a Starbucks confused as hell. Like, what was your plan? Normally people break in with plans and you don't seem to have had any at all. But you know, give tips to these people. If you have them, I know it's been 32 years, but should you know anything, help. Mm-hmm. But also, here in Texas, we have the case of Veronica Taylor. On the morning of Thursday, March 26, 1987, the body of 13-year-old Veronica Taylor was found in a snow-covered field in Lubbock County, Texas. She had suffered some form of blunt force trauma to the head. She was last seen leaving the apartment of a relative the night before, and she was a sixth grader at Murphy Elementary in Lubbock, Texas. The medical examiner reported that Taylor had been strangled and sexually assaulted as well, but it was a single blow to the back of her head that caused her death. At the scene, they collected a comb and school supplies in her pockets. Her body had been noticed by a banker on the way to work at 7 a.m. Her underwear had been tied around her neck, and her face was reported to be almost unidentifiable, as if somebody had beaten her by hand as well. Officials were convinced, because of how open the field was, that someone had to have seen what happened. Just 2 days before her death, she'd been seen going into an apartment unit with a friend at the Phoenix Apartments where she lived at the time. Authorities suspect someone living at those apartments are responsible. This happened in 1987. Mm-hmm. So about 21 years later, evidence that was initially retrieved at the site was resubmitted for DNA testing. But nothing has been reported to the public about, like, what they found since then, and the case is considered to be cold. We often hear from Veronica's aunt, Lorene Taylor, and Lorene still holds out hope that Veronica's killer will be caught, and she had this to say on the 25th anniversary to her niece's killer. She said, "Let us know why you did what you did. That child, she hadn't done anything to you. You've taken an innocent life of a child that hadn't even begun to live yet. Now you've taken all that away from her. You don't even know what she could have been in life. She could have been a doctor, a lawyer, somebody who helped the homeless, or anybody you know. But you've taken all that away from her. We will never know what she could have been." Which really broke my heart when I read it. because it's very true. Like, this was a little girl, literally a 13-year-old girl, barely experienced life at all, and you ripped away her entire future, and for what? A night of thrills? Like, and also because we don't know who this is, who knows how many countless victims they've had since then, right? It will be 35 years since Veronica's murder this March, and Laureen says that their family never stops thinking about her, and that they hope that one day she'll find justice. So, but there are, Texas Crime Stoppers are looking for tips, and they are offering a reward of up to $6,000 if the tip leads to the arrest for the murder. Again, all tips are anonymous. The number is 1-800-252-TIPS or 1-800-252-8477. But that's Veronica's story, and it made me really, really sad because she was brutalized on her way home, basically, and she wasn't that far from home in the first place. And, like, she was so close to making it. And, like, I agree with the police officers that, like, whatever happened, somebody had to see it. Because I've got a big empty lot next to the house I grew up in, right? And, like, it's nothing to look out and see when something weird is going on out there. Like, we always know that something weird happened. There's something over there. And so knowing, and, like, we see big lots like that all around in the hood and shit. Like, it's big empty lots where shit go down. And, like, people always see it. And it's just, like, so somebody saw something and just hasn't spoken up. And it's, like, it's been 35 years since this girl has died. I feel like it's time for somebody to say something about something. You know, like, whoever did it is honest to God, likely dead. So just say it now. Like, it's just like, say it. Like, put this family out of their misery. Like, considering the longevity of Black families in neighborhoods, that family probably still lived there. You know, and it's like, do something.
It really sucks. It really, really, really does.
And it's just like, they. Like, this girl was in her school clothes. Like, that's so fucked up. I don't know how you look at a kid and think, this is who I want to hurt.
You know what it makes me think of? All those cases that, like, occur in, like, Indiana or, like, any place, like, south of Indiana where it's, like, 20 years, some later, some family member finally comes forward and it's like, yeah, that was my uncle who did that.
Yep.
And then the man is, like, old and decrepit at this point. And it's like, damn. Like, what is there to do? Like, yes, justice. Yes, we know who did it. But it's like, justice isn't really served if that man gonna die in, like, 2 years.
Exactly. Like, I think about, you know, we, you know, this is whatever episode this is after our comeback. And, like, we left y'all on the Samuel Little case. Think about the fact that that man was, like, fucking 75, older.
Yeah, he's in
his late 70s. There was no real punishment for that nigga. Like, we still don't know all that he did. And, like, but that's what happens when y'all don't care about Black kids and their cases. Yeah. Like, these people, they go and they live life forever after doing the harm. And they hurt more and more people. And they just roam the streets. And a lot of times, you know, they at these fucking, the fucking family functions every time. And your aunties and your mama's like, don't go near uncle, whatever the fuck. And it's like, why is he here then?
Why is he here?
And, like, they, and not only do aunties and uncles know that he's harming kids in the neighborhood, they know that he's harmed them or a kid in the family, and they're not doing nothing. And I think that's fucked up. I think that's so fucked up. And, like, it's just, like, if you know this person can't be trusted, why is he here?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, why are we not doing anything about it? Like, what are we doing as a community to protect the kids from it? And it's, like, and my thing is you could at least tell, like, when is somebody in your family and you know the other family that's been impacted by that person. Like, I feel like the very least you could do is be like, yeah, you see him? You might want to beat his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's all you got to say to me. I got you. I understood. I understand the context. Like, and beat his ass, I will. Like, as simple as that. Like, you don't got to be a snitch, but, like, do something. Or beat his ass for the community. I don't know. Do something. Because, like, that, like, I think about that. Cases like that haunt communities. And my thing is, a banker saw her body at 7 a.m. the next morning. What?
Who else could have saw the body?
This could have been a kid. Like, a kid could have came across this body. Like, especially another little girl. Seeing a little girl with her panties around her neck. Brutalized beyond fucking recognition. Like, that's terrible. Like, you, like, there was no care for her at all. Like, you left her body out to the the open air, and it was snowing. The fucking snow, the field was covered in snow. Like, she was probably covered in snow, and y'all just left her there to the elements. Mm-hmm. Like, she didn't matter. Like, she was a piece of trash. And it's like, you guys are fucking sick in the head. Like, like, something is very wrong with you in a way that, like, not nobody knows how to deal with. Like, and it's just very, like, it scares me a lot because I think about, you know, kids we grew up with who one day didn't come to school no more, and you don't know why. Mm-hmm. Like, shit like that happens all the time, and it's like, and it's cases like this. Like, I think about, you know, when I was in grade school, we had a kid who had graduated a few years prior get jumped at the local high school, and his video, like, the video of his death was on the internet for everybody mm-hmm. to fucking see. And it's like, there's no care for that. Like, y'all do this heinous shit to people and just don't give a fuck about it. Like,
nope.
Don't care if people catch you. Don't care if people see what you did. Like, and it's so frustrating to, like, have these lives, like, be dismissed. And it's like, and I'm not saying, like, no, we are black on, we shouldn't do black on black crime shit, because mm-hmm. other communities, like, harm each other just as bad. Like, I think it's a humanity problem. Like, we can't help but make a spectacle out of things, and we also can't help but harm each other for some reason. And I don't get that. Like, I do, but I don't. Like, I know that, like, humans in general are violent people. Like, it's in our nature to be violent. It's how we ended up being the top animal in the food chain. Right?
I was like when I say, like, that, when I say things like that in class, they're like, no. And I'm like,
yes. How else would we have gotten here? Like, that, like, cruelty runs in us. Like, yeah, that's how it is.
Think about the way that we treat the quote-unquote king of the jungle, the fucking lion. How do we capture lions?
How do we capture lions? How do we
take a lion and put it in a zoo and tell that bitch that now you're my pet? Like, how do we do that if we not the top fucking,
like,
dog?
Like, we out here taking pictures with cubs of violent animals that kill. Like, we make pets out of leopards and shit.
Bro.
What makes you think we're better? Like, like, we're worse. And I think a lot of y'all need to understand that. And it doesn't necessarily make us quote-unquote evil, it just means that we are capable of evil things, and that's how we harness the power that we have today.
Exactly.
Like, and there's no point in shying away from that fact. That idea that we shouldn't talk about the bad things because it shows that humans are bad people, it's like, no, it shows that we are human. Like, we do human shit, and that we are still animals in nature. Like, we still do things that we may not understand because we want to rationalize shit, but some shit's not rational. People mm-hmm. just do shit, and they harm, and they hurt, and they do cruel shit, and you never make sense of it, but it's just a part of the human experience.
Yeah.
And talking about it prepares other people for that likelihood. Like not knowing that shit can happen and go wrong can lead somebody really, really astray, and they can be victimized in a way that they could have avoided had you talked to them about it, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of little black kids could have done with stories on how uncle whatever the fuck hurts people. Same thing with auntie whoever the fuck hurts people. A lot of those honest conversations can protect your kids. And it's just really sad that in this neighborhood where Veronica most likely thought she was safe, somebody decided to hurt her. Mm-hmm. And, like, somebody in that neighborhood knows who did it. And there's no telling if we'll ever know in our lifetime, because it's some of her classmates who are probably not alive no more who will never know what happened to her.
Yeah.
You know? And that's really fucking sad. Like, that's really, like, you know, she in my daddy age range, you know? And it's like, that's not fucking fair to them kids. It's not fair to her family. It's not fair to Veronica, you know? Like, that she had to live those moments in what was probably absolute terror. Mm-hmm. And nobody will ever pay for it. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they have, because street justice is vicious, and her family might not know it, but that nigga might have paid. We don't know.
We do not know.
And I wonder if any of the evidence was, like, semen? I was going to say seminal. Is that right? I don't think so. I think it's another word, though.
Yeah, I think are you talking about semen?
Yeah. Like, DNA-based evidence was found on her, mm-hmm. and, you know, we talked about how, like, a lot of times people don't get called for, like, 40 years or cases back then because they not put into CODIS or APHIS or anything mm-hmm. like that yet. And so, honestly, we could also just wait a couple of years and see about that.
If the DNA's still around.
Exactly. Oh my God, we don't know what happened with that DNA resubmission. And honestly, I really hope that like both of these families that I talked about today get some kind of answers, because these are two like life-changing events mm-hmm. that happen to these families. Like forever life-changing events. Like losing a kid is really hard to come back from. And I'm really proud of these aunties who remain strong and are still fighting for some kind of answers for their lost little babies, because I don't know what I would do if one of my nieces and nephews ended up hurt like this. Like, I don't know where that strength would come from. like, and my babies is getting up there in age, and I'm so scared now. Like, but it is what it is, and I hope that these families find peace and answer someday. So, that was it.
And we will see y'all in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Bye.
Hey, y'all. I hope you enjoyed our latest episode of What Will You Do? If you'd like to read more about what we just talked about in our past cases, don't forget to check out our website and blog at wwydpodcast.com. That's wwydpodcast.com. And to get more information from us, don't forget to check out our social medias at wwydpodc on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram. And we are also now on YouTube, and you can find us at What Will You Do Podcast. But last and not least, don't forget to rate us 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening to us, whether that be Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Just check us out. Give us a 5-star rating and leave us a review so we know what you want next. Can't wait to hear from you in 2 weeks. Bye.